Each year, thousands of people enter a lottery to hunt elk in northern Michigan, but only 200 win tags. To ensure success, most hunters hire a guide. Increasingly, guides illegally bait elk, so hunters are guaranteed a shot. And some worry the bad guides are ruining the sport. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
At an elk park in Gaylord, guide Preston Castleman watches elk chew cud and relax.
Your cows and spike bulls, smaller bulls, kind of laid off here, segregated from everybody else. They're happy to be away from the herd bulls for a little while.
Lately, watching elk hasn't been so serene. Castleman says other guides, in pursuit of hunting large bulls, are breaking the rules. The majority of hunters who win an elk tag hire a guide to take them through the woods, but Castleman says guides often go on land they don't have permission to be on.
The animals may be onto a small 10, 15 acre piece of property where they should be safe because nobody has permission to go, but the animals get drove off of that onto an area where they can get hunted.
And he says some guides are not making sure hunters shoot elk ethically. Shooting multiple times at a herd can lead to more than one elk being shot. Injuring elk and not killing them is seen as a hunting sin. Another longtime guide, Vern Bishop, sees that happen a lot.
And this one time I seen him shoot with the headlights and wounded a calf elk. Never reported it. And that calf was going with his front. Right shoulder was a flopping away trying to keep up.
Shining lights on elk during hunting season is also against the law. The Michigan DNR says elk hunting violations were up this year. Now baiting elk, which is illegal, has increased to about 10 cases this year. Sergeant Mark DePew.
If I have a hunting license and I'm using bait to lure these animals in or to keep them in an area, that's going to be very effective. And basically it comes down to cheating. If the other hunter is not doing it, and the bad hunter is using bait, that hunter is going to be the one that's going to see the animals.
This winter, a high-profile local elk guide made headlines after baiting elk. Kevin Johnson, who hosts the outdoor program Big Boys TV, was charged with luring elk with bait onto a hunting property. Because he was caught before the hunting season began, officers were able to pin the crime on him. But DePew says cases against guides are rare. If the crime occurs during a hunt, the penalty falls on the hunter.
If a guide put out 100 pounds of corn and the hunter is hunting over that and he or she didn't even know that, ignorance is not an excuse for that violation. They would be held accountable for that.
DePew does not agree with that, but says his hands are tied.
As far as in the law, holding a guide accountable, that's one of our obstacles to overcome.
Over the years, the number of guides has swelled. The DNR gives hunters a list of guides. When it started, there were just a few names. But last year, the DNR's list grew to more than 50 names. And with more people, Castleman says comes more competition.
Just trying to get, a little bit of an edge over the next guy. I mean, we all pride ourselves on our success. So, that being said, if you aren't putting animals on the ground for people, you're not successful in most guys' eyes.
Ending the trip with a happy hunter usually means more business for the guide.
I would bet that over 3/4 of the calls that I get from clients came from word of mouth. Joe Blow hunted with me 5-10 years ago and was tickled.
Get enough hunters, and guiding can be lucrative. Each one can take up to 15 hunters a season, and guides can charge anywhere from a couple $100 to $2,000 per hunter. DNR officers say legislators are considering adding regulations for who can guide, but Castleman says he thinks guides will just keep pushing the law until they're held responsible.
As a legitimate guide in Michigan, if nobody polices us, the small handful of people that are bad make everybody look bad.
DePew says the DNR won't give hunters a list of guides anymore. And he recommends hunters ask a lot of questions before they pick their guide. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.